Welcome to B Movie Breakdown, episode number 127.
Oh, 127, man.
Yeah, dude.
1 + 2 + 7 is 30.
That's not a thing.
It's 10.
It's 10. So I don't know why you said 30.
Because this movie has me scatterbrained.
27 plus 3 is 10.
That's what I thought.
That means 30.
Yes! Eat it!
I'm
Yes!
taking that out.
No, you leave this in. This is perfect. I could have been the one that looked like a moron, and you had to just come up there and
The
join me
reason I was
on the
thinking,
pedestal. Yeah, because you fucked up numbers in your head like I did.
because I was thinking of the 10 that we were talking about, and then I kept thinking about the one on the end
Yeah.
of 27.
Yeah.
So then I maybe say 10, but you know
In
what I
my
mean. Here.
head, 1 + 2 + 3 + 7 = 10, but then I multiplied that 10 against the 3. Yep. Welcome
Well,
to B Movie
that's
Breakdown.
even more complex than mine. Mine was just thinking of a number.
My mind is this program to do Common Core math, all right? That's all that was.
I
That's all
guess.
that was.
So we have B Movie Breakdown is a weekly podcast where we find the humor and enjoyment in low budget, lesser known films of the past and present. The good, the bad, the what the fuck.
Make
Each
any
week's movie
sense.
will be revealed on the prior episode so you two can join in on the madness. You can listen to us if you subscribe on iTunes, on our website, bbpodcast.com, on Stitcher, on any other streaming services or wherever you get your podcasts, you can find us there. You can reach us on our site, bnbpodcast.com, our email, bnbpodcast@gmail.com, on Twitter @bnbpodcast, or on Facebook,
Or
facebook.com/bnbpodcast.
join the community on Facebook.
Yeah, just search B Movie Breakdown. You can send us suggestions for movies you want us to watch, comments,
And
questions.
then we won't watch them for a long
Yeah,
time.
that's true. We need to get to some of those for sure. But some people suggested were just really hard to find. Either it's hard to find online in any sort of like decent quality or something like that, or if we find it, it's like on Amazon and we have to buy the fucking movie.
Like Critters 2?
Critters 2 I already have, so that's doable.
I know.
You can also find us on Instagram @bnbpodcast. So hit up the grams.
Do it. Speaking of grams, follow me at Nick Tyranno and you can see drawings.
Dang.
Go to scatterville.com.
See more drawings.
More drawings and follow the adventures of a very happy robot named Proton.
Nice.
Every Tuesday and Thursdays.
Every Tuesdays and Thursdays. What else do you have? Anything else you wanna?
Me and a cohort, Andrew Malcolm von Utah Raptor, do have dinosaur songs. New ones will be made, but you can search Terrible Lizards on Bandcamp and the YouTube to see songs and drawings. So you can do that.
There you go.
Doesn't take too long. It's like a 20-minute album, man. Just give it a listen.
It's shorter than the movie this week.
It's DIY, just like I'm assuming this fucking movie we watched.
Yeah, the movie we watched this week is Swamp Ape from 2017. Just came out
Brand new.
in
Hot
January.
off the Dutch oven.
Hot off the Dutch oven. It is available on YouTube in full for free. You can watch
Zero
it.
dollars.
Just type in Swamp Ape on YouTube.
All you have to do is invest 58 minutes of your day.
58 minutes. Or if you have Amazon Prime, it is also on Amazon
It
Prime Video.
exists.
So maybe like on YouTube, I know I utilize the watch later feature a lot. I love that feature on YouTube, but not everybody uses that. But I mean, if you have Amazon Prime Video, you add things to your watch list, add it to your watch list. It'll always be there to remind you about Swamp Ape. So yeah, Swamp Ape, it was absurd.
Swamp Ape ruled.
Swamp Ape ruled, and you can listen to us talk about all that and more in about 10-15 seconds.
It's the best of the worst. B movie breakdown. It's the best of the worst. B movie breakdown. It's the best of the worst. B movie breakdown. It's the best of the worst. B movie breakdown.
I'm glad the movie was only an hour long.
You know what's perfect? You know how we talk about movies that just cut out the bullshit? Like,
Yeah.
it's what it did. Because the full hour was no bullshit.
No.
Nothing was bullshit.
It was
It's the bullshit, it means two things in this situation. I'm playing it like a double, you know, like a double, you know, like a double speak type deal, a double think type deal. Because there's no bullshit, but it's all bullshit. and it's beautiful.
Yeah, the whole movie is pretty much bullshit. It's like,
but it's very intentional bullshit.
It's like those bullshit scenes you hate in movies. Like it's like this whole movie.
Yeah.
But like it's they play it so well for like the campiness and shittiness.
No line is wasted.
No.
Like, the character has to say something in this part. Oh, it's something absurd. The end.
I feel like the only part that was like kind of like that was like that wasn't like the whatever was the beginning with like the dog. They got hunters and the dog.
But that's like, that's, that was like.
But it was like, it was like 2 minutes.
No, and that was like to get you hooked. Cause like, oh, there's already violence. There's a swamp people killing shit. A dog just died. There's guys there with guns.
Yeah, what happened to them? Did they die?
No, they got to live. They just went away.
Like, yeah, we don't know.
Their dog died though.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
It was.
Well, it broke the leash. They and then it went after a stronger leash.
Why did the dog, like, don't dogs usually run away from things they're scared by? He went out to attack it. That dog was fearless.
No, he just went out to go swim in the water, and then he got attacked.
No, he broke. You just break the leash to go in the water. He sensed it. You can smell them before they
dogs
come.
Dogs just want
to
have fun.
You can smell them before they come. You don't think a dog has a hypersensitive nose? I've done my research.
Well, maybe he smelled the ape because the ape was ready to come.
All right, I'm already done with this podcast. I'm already done. I'm done with this episode. I'm done with the movie I was about to talk about. I'm just done. I quit. I'm out. I'm just feeling swamp apey. I'm done.
You're feeling swamp apey. We're all feeling swamp apey.
You know who's a swamp ape? The villain in this movie.
The villain in this movie is a swamp ape.
He's actually misunderstood, but that's kind of a spoiler alert.
I mean, he kind of is.
He's misunderstood,
and
man.
And the people that end up going to the island were told not to go there because of the Blood Moon ceremony.
When you are so DTF, nothing can get in your way. And then if you have to break a few skulls or brutalize a woman who refused to have sex with you, that's just what happened.
Yeah, the thing is, though, like, why didn't he try to,
Sweet talk her? Because he's a swamp ape,
no,
man.
Why didn't he try to bang,
like, buy her dinner?
A Wendy.
Because he didn't like, she wasn't cute.
That's fucked up.
He didn't try to bang Lily either. He just captured her. He chose Anna Marie.
Yeah, but he was saving Lily for the second bang.
He chose
bang two.
Bang two.
He wouldn't have. He would have just punched Lily's head off like he punched off Wendy's head.
By the way, when I said Wendy wasn't cute, I was speaking from the perspective of a swamp ape. Okay, man, don't be rude to me. I didn't like how you called that the only African American character would die first.
Yeah, I mean, just like a trope of horror movies. Well, also she was like. She was not only, like, the only black person, but she's also, like,
she was
fat person.
She was selfish.
So it's
gluttonous.
Like, it's like the gluttony, fat, black person.
Did everybody die because of sins? I don't think so.
No. What did that one dude do?
But I'm thinking right now.
The nerdy guy.
I'm thinking right now.
I don't even.
That was gluttony. There was, Anna Marie. Was gonna bang that guy.
Yeah.
So that she's lust.
She's not, I guess, whatever. They were in love.
They were in love. I don't think they were in love. They were in lust. That's true. They both find each other attractive and they were gonna bang in the woods because that's what you do in the Everglades is you bang in the woods.
Yeah. That's fine. You can't bang in the woods.
Now when the Blood Moon's going on. It's a mistake.
The thing is, though, the only person that knew about the Blood Moon thing was the professor, Stein.
Yeah.
Nobody else noticed. So, like, at the end, when, like, the guy's, like, when the, or when, what was his name? Troy? Yeah. Right? When he's like, oh, it wasn't our fault. Literally, like, a lot of times in these movies, like, okay, it is the people's fault because they're all involved and they all fucked up and it is their fault that all this shit happened. But all of these students... It's none of their fault. They went on this trip for school that they had to go on.
In other movies...
Well, some of them volunteered, but like Troy, he had to go.
In other movies, you'd be able to hit all these people because they'd be like, we're going to the Everglades, the party. No, this was a research expedition.
For school.
For school. So like, they are kind of roped into it.
And they were not fully informed of what was going on.
They had no idea.
The only person that was informed about it was Professor Stein.
Richard, man.
Dick.
No, man.
Dick Stein.
Richard Stein.
Professor Richard Stein. He's the only one that knew about it because the guy running the thing is...
Okay, yeah, what's the thing?
If that guy was so concerned about these creatures, these swamp apes or whatever scientific particular name he gave them at the end...
Theo? Or the chief?
The chief.
Go ahead.
Like, he owned the establishment that did the tours, the
he
boat
did.
Tours.
Yeah, he did.
close down your shit for the day. If nobody can go out there, nobody's supposed to be anywhere, even on the boat tours. Well, he was running boat tours.
No, the boat tours, like, that...
That could be okay?
But they had stopped. They were, like, after that, they were done. But do you remember the point where the white man came in with his piece of paper? He's like, you shouldn't do this. I got this state document, I'm doing it! So he's like, well, fuck you then. So, like, the kids had to suffer because of him, but Chief was like, well, fuck you then. I tried to tell you. You're in charge of these kids. I'm trying to tell you, as the person who is responsible for their safety, don't do this. It's going to be bad. Mm-hmm. Fuck you. I have my paper. And then they went into the woods and everyone met their fate.
Not everyone.
So, well, everyone who met their fate.
Yeah.
But not everyone met their fate.
Troy and Lily.
They made it.
They survived. So that's okay. They lived.
They did.
Everybody else did not.
They did not live.
Though we don't know necessarily, like, if... did they confirm if Carl died? Did he die? I mean, his arm was cut
the
off.
The ape... You missed the ape came in and he was attacking with a machete. And
yeah.
The ape hit him against the
wall.
Oh,
that's right.
He died.
I forgot. I remember the ape attack in the cabin, but I couldn't remember if the ape just, like, ran away.
Once it came time to ape carnage, every scene was ape carnage. So, like, it just went boom, 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 boom. Which was good, because then I wasn't bored. I wasn't watching a shitty B-movie bored out of my fucking mind.
It's true. I'd pay at least like $15 for this movie on DVD. Easily $15.
At least $15. Does that include shipping and handling?
If you included it all together.
So $15.
$15 all together. Shipping, handling, taxes.
It's a reasonable price.
A good $15.
It'd be a reasonable chance. Like, you've already seen it, so you
maybe not $15.
No, let's go 15.
Maybe five. I'm going to go $10 less than I initially thought.
That changes your whole argument.
I know.
No, 15.
All right, 15.
You'd pay 15.
But you don't, like, you don't have to pay money to even see this.
No, man.
It's on YouTube for free.
In HD quality.
Great HD quality.
It's the best an iPhone can deliver, as you said during the filming.
Yeah, it's...
The watching, yeah.
It's also available on Amazon Prime Video. You can check it out on there.
We were going to watch it on there. It didn't load fast enough.
Yeah, so...
We were being picky, though.
Yeah, so...
When it comes to Swamp Ape, we want high quality.
Yeah, Swamp Ape, we need that premiere...
Pristine.
Pristine quality for movies like this. I thought a lot of the jokes in this movie were really funny.
They were fantastic. Like I said, no line was wasted. They had good jokes.
There was, like, the one dude, Mac, he had, like, the bag of condoms and, like, what you thought was a bong at first. And then pulled it out. It was definitely a penis pump. And the girl thought it was a bong.
It was
funny.
She
was trying to be like, oh, yeah, I've smoked weed before plenty of times. And then put her lips on this bong.
It was funny. And it's also funny that
he was a penis pump.
That he was bringing the penis pump into the woods just for fun.
Yeah, well, later on you learn that his dick wasn't as big.
That's true. See? Honestly, the way the movie was written, like if it had more production, there's no reason it couldn't just be a movie released.
Yeah.
I mean, if it was made for theaters, they'd probably have to milk it for an extra 20 minutes. But the hour was perfect. I mean, the script, it was scripted for an hour.
Yeah.
And it did everything it needed to do.
Yeah.
Avoiding, if you ignore its production and how it was filmed in certain ways, the script...
And some audio issues.
Audio issues. Again, factors into how, you know, the equipment they had to use.
And the editing.
Some of the
quick flash transitions.
When you're dealing with something so shitty... Like, you kind of, if you don't embrace how shitty it is and make it part of the joke, then, like, you're just trying to, you know, pull the wool over somebody's eyes and make them think they're watching a good movie when they're not, when they're watching actually trash. It almost would probably be worse if it was made for, like, Sci-Fi Channel, because they'd take out all the funny parts.
Yeah, I feel like the ape, the swamp ape, he would have been, like, a CGI'd. And all the CG shit on Sci-Fi Channel always looks like complete garbage.
Right. At least this guy. I wish the ape.
I mean, the costume. I'm not saying the costume didn't look like garbage because it looked.
But
like
at least
garbage.
At least it interacted with the actual world.
Yeah.
Like it wasn't. You didn't have to fake every. It was just like, oh, there's a guy in an ape suit, who had very white teeth in some scenes.
Yeah.
Very white. Like that guy. He fucking brushed his teeth. Remember that toothbrush joke? That I guess. Oh, I guess it paid off. He never went to brush his teeth again. But when they fist bumped, it was funny. After.
Yeah, so the one guy, like, stuck the toothbrush down his ass crack because he's like, because the other guy was being a jerk to him.
Well, that whole argument started because, like, he's like, oh, you call dibs to sleep because there's, like, three beds.
And somebody would have had to sleep with Theo Bio.
Yeah.
Theo the guide? He was, like, their guide?
He was the guy whose family was killed by swamp apes, but the cops didn't believe him.
Why didn't nobody investigate the murders?
He was a kid. He didn't know what they investigated. That's all he knows, is that his parents were killed and then he got taken to an orphanage in Florida.
So maybe his parents just got killed normal and not by a swamp.
Maybe his dad killed his mom.
Yeah.
Or his mom killed
his dad. Murder-suicide.
Murder-suicide.
Maybe it was something like that.
Maybe it was. No, but he saw it, though. He saw the ape. Unless he confused it with his drunk father.
Yeah, maybe his dad was really hairy.
Yeah, so that's why he hates swamp
apes. Or maybe his dad's really a swamp ape.
So he's like half swamp ape. It's in his blood.
Yeah, that's how he knew how to trap him.
Oh, shit.
Or at least what kind of cage they needed to trap women. Maybe Theo was just aiding the swamp ape all along.
He was helping it.
Yeah. But then Theo died, so was it worth the sacrifice of your own life?
No. Well, at that point, the swamp ape's blood mood, blood rage was just too much to control, and he was killing friends and foe. Now we're talking about a movie that didn't happen. We just made up all of that.
Yeah, but that's what's good about this movie. We're able to dive further into the mythos because it was only an hour long. They gave you everything you needed.
Right.
And maybe you can make up some little backstories on your own. I wasn't expecting the backstory for like Theo's family and the backstory of the apes themselves at the end. You got like a whole
they're a thing.
It's a whole species that exists in Florida.
Yeah.
Of creatures. And where are they hanging out when it's not the blood moon? So it's okay and safe to be around when it's not blood moon time? They're not going to kill anybody then?
No, when the blood moon's over, they don't kill anybody. If you're on a boat with them, they just tip you over.
Yeah.
That's what happens.
I have a feeling that they would still kill people even if the blood moon ceremony wasn't going on.
I feel if the blood moon ceremony wasn't going on, they'd just be like normal animals.
But like, do we know if the blood moon ceremony was going on when Theo's parents died? No, we don't.
No, we don't.
Like, what if they were just out for a stroll one night, and he said he lived in the suburbs?
They came into his house, right.
So the swamp ape just goes and lives in the suburbs sometimes, too, and just kills people?
Fucked
up, dude. We need justice for this for Theo Bio's family.
The movie was talking about how, you know, how you were saying the chief blamed everyone, but maybe it wasn't everybody's fault, because he was blaming specifically, Dick, what was his last name? What was his professor's name? Professor
Stein.
Stein, that's right, because, you know,
Stein. Yeah, it's a pretty much a...
Right. But the chief at the end, he was talking about, you know, you people, basically, and you had a Native American talking about people going onto lands, disrupting things the way they've always been, getting in the way and messing everything up. The movie actually had a theme, for Christ's sake.
It did.
Which was awesome.
You didn't know until the end.
But that's fine. Just throw it in your face. It all comes together.
It was a surprise theme.
So, what if that subdivision was built on former swamp ape land, encroaching onto territory that did not belong to you? And then Theo's parents died because of the swamp ape.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know if it's smart to build like a subdivision on a swamp land.
No, it doesn't make any sense, but people, hey, if the money's there, you build.
Like a poltergeist?
Basically, yeah.
You know, the whole subdivision.
Maybe his house was on that swamp ape's parents' grave.
Oh my god.
You don't fucking know.
But I have reason to believe that it wasn't the same swamp ape that killed his family that was in this.
No, of course it wasn't. You just said it was a whole race. That's a different swamp ape.
Species.
You're a race. Species. What are you doing? Playing semantics now?
Yeah.
Getting semantical on me?
Yeah, because I can. They were a species, not a race. Yeah, that's one thing I wish I could have. Maybe we need a sequel to Swamp Ape or a prequel of Theo's parents like dying, so we can see like the swamp ape in the suburbs.
Can I tell you one thing? When we went to watch Swamp Ape, did you ever think you'd be talking about a prequel to Swamp Ape? Because here we are.
Based on the clips, like the small little like 5-second clips we saw of this movie.
Aren't you happy the 5-second clips like didn't ruin the whole thing? There was still so much more.
There was a lot more. Because one thing
that... It made me so happy.
One thing when we watched... We skimmed the movie real quick just to see things.
Right.
Because we're like, oh, Swamp Ape, that's hilarious.
You did have a list, and I saw the name Swamp Ape, and I'm like, this needs to be watched.
You were all about Swamp Ape.
I was.
And I was hesitant because I saw the cover.
Being a little bitch.
And then we clicked through it, but there was one scene that stood out beyond all others that we happened to just see.
And it did deliver. It's the reason we chose it.
And
basically, we decided, based on this...
Eventually, like, you know, is like killing all these people, but kidnaps the women to mate with them. But the thing is, you don't know this watching it.
No.
So you just think, oh, Swamp Ape just wants to, like, rape women.
Yeah, you really do.
So he's just really horny, which he was. So I guess it's fine. He is essentially raping them. because it's against their will. So even though in his species, like, he just wants to fuck. Tried to
take him out to dinner. He brought him the fish as they're trapped in the cage.
But, like, he's going to fuck them. But, like, why didn't he notice that they're not also swamp apes?
Because he prefers human babes, dude.
So, well, they were babes. So
they were. That's true.
So the swamp ape. But, like, he fingers the one.
Oh, God damn it.
He fingers Anne-Marie.
You couldn't just work in a different kind of innuendo than just saying what he
just, you know, he just fucking gets
also,
off.
Also, keep in mind before to get to what you're going to talk about, there has been period jokes throughout the whole movie.
There have been period jokes, but Anne-Marie wasn't on her period.
No, but then she was bitching. Well, she was saying that we're getting on the same cycle because her boobs hurt because she was hanging around Lily too much.
So Swamp Ape gets all up in them guts.
Come on, man.
With his fingers. He pulls his fingers out. Blood on him. He licks the blood off his fingers.
And he smells them after he licks them.
And he smells them. And then proceeds to get a giant fucking boner in which, up until then, we saw the Swamp Ape running around. And I guess I just didn't pay attention that he just had really like a giant dick flopping around.
He does. Like, it's an uncircumcised like dog dick.
Yeah.
But like an ape dick because he's a swamp ape.
He's just got this like giant dick flopping around, and then the rest of the movie is just flopping around. But during this scene, I'm so glad we got to see this, that you see this swamp ape dick just grow in front of our eyes.
His 15 inch erection.
So you just see this giant fucking red rocket come out, and he's just like, bleh. But that's the only time you see his like, red, you know, erection.
Yeah, because he's about to give it to Anna Marie hard.
Yeah, and then she resists, and then he just pounds the shit. Well, I guess pounding the shit out of her would make it seem like he fucked her, but he did not fuck her.
Oh my God.
He literally pounded her with his fists into oblivion.
Even that sounds
and
bad.
And she just,
that whole thing could still be sexual.
Yeah,
it does. He pounded her with his fists to oblivion.
Well, I mean,
what else
do you call that motion? He was pounding. He was punching her. He
ground and pound.
But it was it wasn't really a punch. It was just like smashing his.
I was disappointed when they showed her head. It should have been mashed into the ground.
Yeah, it was just covered in blood.
But that's fine.
Yeah, it's okay.
No budget. It's all right.
Yeah, I mean they could have just got like a, I don't know, a chicken, like a chicken.
All they had what?
They could have got like a.
Okay, continue, like Corey. How would you have filmed this film?
Like if you took like a roasted chicken or something like that from like the store and just covered it in like blood and like smashed it up, that could have been like somebody's face smashed.
Or you could have just found a way to like
you could have tucked her head into her shirt.
Yeah, find a way to hide her head like you hid Carl's arm.
No, that was poorly. At least her head, like you could put like a blanket over it or something. I don't know.
Dig a hole, put it in there.
Yeah, put her head in the hole,
and cover it with filth.
Yeah,
and blood and guts.
Yeah,
and
then leave her there to die for real.
Yeah,
that's how you gotta film movies.
She fell in the quicksand. The swamp ape pulled her out, brought her to the cage.
She's pretty clean though,
because he liked that ass. He wiped her off.
He wiped her off.
Yeah, with his swamp hands.
Yeah. I mean, who knows what he was gonna do to Lily? I assume he was gonna fuck her too, because there's no reason to capture her. And not fuck her. Like
reason to capture her and not fuck her.
Because if you're just gonna kill, you're gonna kill. Like he killed Wendy. He didn't capture her.
That's because Wendy just
he wasn't into thick girls. He wasn't into thick girls. Maybe he wasn't into black chicks.
When it came to
maybe
Wendy,
he's just not into black chicks.
Maybe when it came,
I mean, that's
or maybe, preference. Or maybe that's true. Or maybe he only wanted Wendy's fucking backpack full of candy, and then Wendy, who had plenty of chances to just run away, she whips a rock at his head.
Yeah.
And then it's like, well, now it's on, bitch. And then she tries to fist fight him, then he just punches off her head. It was good.
It
looked real good.
It did.
But
it was great.
It was fantastic.
I love this really terrible CGI flies floating around her head when they found her head later on.
Yeah. And of course, I mean, some of the camera shots were sketchy. Because, like, clearly a camera was just mounted and they were just performing in front of it. But, man, you got to work with what you got to work with. It's improvising. So, basically, when her head was knocked off, you could tell her whole body was off screen and just showed her head. But that's fine.
Yeah.
Whatever.
It's okay.
It was good.
It's what they had to do.
I agree. Problem solving.
I think it worked.
I think it worked, too. Man, I love Swamp Ape.
Yeah. I think a lot of the jokes in this movie work, too. Just like instead of saying that one girl's on her period, they're like, oh, shark, what is this, Shark Week?
Yeah.
Oh, get it.
Yeah, blend the water, man.
Yeah. And then the one girl, Lily, she was talking about, like, banging the, getting it out of some of the dudes. And she was like, yeah, you can control my wetland. Get down to my swampy Netherlands.
It was good.
Really, really intense there.
Well, two of the other girls said a few lines. And then she kept, Lily kept going, and it kept escalating, and every innuendo she said was just more and more absurd.
Yeah, there
was... Which was a cleverly planned joke that took thought.
There were some weird, like, no homo gay jokes, too.
Right.
Like, just like, oh, weird. Which,
well, that was the whole, like, that was the whole bunk scene. And then the whole joke was, like, when all the guys were fighting, Theo opens the door and looks like they're all having sex with each other.
Yeah.
So it was like, haha.
And what was the joke after the guy, Mac, he farted at the campfire, and then he was like, oh, there's my swamp ape.
Or smell that skunk ape or something.
Yeah, smell it. Because the skunk ape was, like, another term that's used for, like, Bigfoot in the... Bigfoot in the south or in the swamp areas.
It's because they smell.
It's called skunk apes.
But Theo's,
I feel like that's a Bigfoot term you don't hear too often. Like,
no,
everyone's
you don't.
Like Sasquatch
it's
or like Yeti.
Different regions, man. Different regions of different apes.
And you never hear about the skunk ape.
No, but Theo said it's not a correct term because they're not related to skunks. Obviously, Theo.
It's true.
Obviously.
And, I mean, he's not
swamp
wrong.
Swamp is more accurate.
One of my favorite jokes in the whole movie was when the character, what was the guy? Carl. When his arm got ripped off,
yes.
He yelled, oh, that's my jerk-off arm.
Right? That's hilarious. That's like from any funny, like any movie, any absurd movie.
It's true. It was just like, it didn't need to be said, but it was said.
That's a line from any big budget, like comedy type movie. The script was solid, man. It was perfect.
Yeah.
And
also like when he was being
so impressed.
When, because he got his arm ripped off and they put him, he's like, well, for one, the teacher's like, oh, well, we got to leave him behind. He's going to slow us down. Well, his arm's just ripped off. He could still run. I really don't understand why they had to leave him
give
behind.
Give him a tourniquet and just go.
And then he was even like,
just leave me.
Just leave me.
What a hero. But he was rewarded, though, for his heroic behavior.
Yeah, he got some Flamin' Hot Cheetos.
He was fed Cheetos. To
Where did they get those, by the way? I thought they didn't have any food.
Well, she had said, Wendy had said she had some back at camp.
Oh, that's
so
right. Shit. That's right.
But she also was fucking lying because she had them in her fucking backpack.
Yeah, she had so much food in her backpack.
She could have gave everybody, like, a few cookies.
Yeah, and, like, cinnamon rolls.
Because the swamp ape stole their lunch, is what happened.
Yeah. So, he's being fed these Flamin' Hot Cheetos as he's, like, bleeding out, and he's just like, man, these are so good.
It was hilarious. It was funny.
It was quite funny. The one thing also I didn't expect to happen is, I mean, we saw the swamp ape's dick. His erect dick.
God damn
his flaccid
it,
dick.
Okay, yeah, we
and
did.
Then again, like, it comes into play later on.
It matters. That dick matters.
The crocodile that's swimming through the water. Mind you, one of the crocodiles earlier killed the swamp guide, Steve.
Ranger Steve.
Yeah, he died from an alligator attack.
Right.
And
this has established the threat that alligators can bite.
Yeah.
So you know.
I understand.
Within the movie that they can do just some damage.
That was the only death not by the swamp ape.
Yeah.
Was the alligator. But then the alligator comes and saves the day, kind of, towards the end.
Yeah, because there's a lot of chaos going
on. And bites the swamp ape's dick.
Yeah. And then the swamp ape proceeds to rip it off his dick and just swing it around and beat the fuck out of this little alligator. It's hilarious.
And then just when Troy and Lily think they're getting away, they're in a van driving, the swamp ape runs up next to it, bashes the window
Boom.
In, and then they get out.
Because he when he hit the car, the impact fucked with the axles and the wheels.
I don't know about
and
that.
Troy was like,
you're giving
Troy
extra
knew,
credit there.
He knew all about cars. I was like, this van is going to go anywhere. All right,
Professor Stein, we don't need the extra credit.
Yeah, can we just talk about, yeah.
Hold on. I was going to get to Professor Stein.
We've already mentioned like 8 times.
Yeah. True. I didn't know if there was, well, the ending.
We haven't discussed this movie from a narrative lineage
perspective.
No,
no, no.
It's
but I just wanted to get to, because we were talking about the end, I wanted to get to, after the chief explains the whole lineage of these creatures, he's actually essentially the hero and saves the Troy and Lily by tranquilizing the swamp ape. And he asks them to help them put him in a boat to take it back to wherever it needs to go.
Yeah.
So the end, the last scene is like the chief and the
swamp ape
in the boat, and all of a sudden the swamp ape gets up, and you think like, oh, he's gonna kill the chief, but instead, like, I don't know, I have a feeling like this was, they thought it was just funny to leave in.
I agree.
But I definitely feel like that guy
no
stood
question.
Up and lost balance of the canoe, and the canoe just flips over, and then that's just the end of the movie. Because, like, he just, like, fucks over the guy who's helping him out, bringing him back to the land.
The swamp ape's still riding boats all the time. He didn't have his balance.
Yeah, he didn't know what's going on. Is that the right character name for that guy? Chief, by the way? Or are we just going to keep calling him that?
No, he's got a specific name, but I thought he said that he was a chief.
Yeah, he was like a Native American. He was a Native American chief, but I don't remember his actual name.
It started with an N, I believe. Like Najda.
Najda.
I read the credits,
man. Wasn't his name? Was it, look it Najda?
Up. I'm probably mispronouncing it or remembering it in incorrect order, but look it up. It starts with an N.
His name was Chief Najo.
How fucking close was I? You bitch. How close was I?
Chief Najo.
That was so close.
Yeah, that was his name.
Yeah,
Chief
thank
Najo.
You. I have a brain. I remembered.
But I want to save the best for last.
What is the best? What would you say
the
is
best? The
best
thing about this movie
was what?
And it may have been intentional or it may have been unintentional. This is just our favorite thing of this movie.
Go ahead.
Was Professor Richard Stein.
He was great.
The guy who played that fucking character was fucking great. He was clearly, he probably never been in many things. Oh, wait, he has quite a bit of a track record there.
Do some research before you judge him.
So, I shouldn't have judged him super hard like that. But he's quite the character, to say
the
least. He's
very... forcing half these kids in this expedition.
No, he only forced the one, Troy.
He just forced Troy?
Everybody else was volunteered before class. It was like for a credit for the class.
Well, everybody knew that Troy was destined to be head coach, but only if he graduated. He's a volleyball star, okay? He skips...
I thought he was a football.
No, volleyball. It was volleyball. Because he was playing volleyball in the beginning.
Yeah, I thought they were just playing beach volleyball.
No, they said volleyball. I swear it was volleyball.
Oh.
I swear it was volleyball.
I thought he had, like, the big game for the football.
I swear it was volleyball, man.
Oh. All right, I thought he was a quarterback. So that's why when he said
but
the
I mean,
coach
it,
thing...
But basically,
I
he's
also
being
took,
talked about the same...
I also took
he's, it, he fills that same character archetype, though. Football or volleyball.
I also... Yeah. It's very similar.
Well, you know.
I took it as, like, oh, he's doing so good, he's basically the coach.
So
the
did I. But it was funny, because it is, like, skip over his whole career.
Yeah.
Like, oh, he has to graduate before he become head coach.
Hey, you're not going to make it to the NFL, so you should just go into college coaching.
Yeah, be a head... yeah. You're good at football, or whatever sport you play. But just coach it.
Yeah, I really love that character of the professor. He was so arrogant and just walked around. Had this like walk. There's just arrogance to him and just shittiness to him.
And he had a button up white shirt with glasses. And then of course, how about the scene when it just cuts? Where it must have been too hot because he unbuttoned his shirt and he had no glasses on and his hair was like slicked back more than usual.
Yeah.
And you could see his gold chain.
Yeah.
So now it looks like some fucking stud running around with these kids.
But he died though. His heart got ripped out,
or whatever it was,
whatever piece of the human anatomy that was.
What did you call it when we watched?
It looked like a water bottle covered in blood, but yeah. It could have been like a bone from like a Halloween store,
probably. So that's fine, normal stuff.
Yeah, it happens. That guy's been an extra in a lot of stuff, by the way.
Good.
That guy who played Professor Stein, he's in War Dogs that came out not long ago. Ride Along 2. Alvin and the Chipmunks, The Road Chip.
Oh, shit, I've seen that.
He's in a lot of TV shows as, like, FBI agents and stuff like that. He's going to be in Baywatch as a party guest.
That's awesome.
Uncredited.
Still in it, though.
Yeah, party guest, so.
Is it because they filmed in Florida and this movie's in Florida? And
probably
a lot of Florida
stuff? Lot of these things were filmed in Florida, I have a feeling. SOS, Women of the Sea 2. He was the Cuban Cafe patron.
Okay.
So we're gonna watch that SOS Women of the Sea 2.
Do we need to watch SOS 1?
I don't want to see any of this. I don't want to have anything to do with it. It looks awful.
Not as good as Swamp Ape.
Not yet. I mean, can anything be as good as Swamp Ape?
It's hard.
That these people were in.
True.
I don't mean the movies altogether.
No, I've seen a lot of bad, shitty B movies.
I mean, as far as movies I've seen that were released in 2017. Swamp Ape is the number 3.
I was gonna say within top 5, 3 is good.
I've only seen 3 movies that have come out in 2000 that have been released in 2017.
John Wick and Lego Batman.
Yeah, John Wick and Lego Batman.
So
I don't think I've seen another movie that's been released in 2017.
So does it go Lego Batman, John Wick, and Swamp Ape?
Oof.
Or John Wick, Lego Batman, and Swamp Ape?
I don't know.
That's tough.
I just saw Lego Batman yesterday and just saw John Wick today. It's hard to decipher.
Oh my god. And so the only movies you've seen in 2017 that have been new have been in the same weekend.
In the same weekend.
What a trilogy you watched. None of those movies have fuck to do with each other. Man.
No, but I mean...
Do you even know what you like?
It's hard to judge over John Wick over Lego Batman because they're very different movies.
Well, it's kind of hard. Like, why can't Swamp Ape be at the top of that list? It's very different than both of those movies.
Yeah, but like...
production, but imagine
I enjoyed Swamp Ape. I enjoyed it for what it was, But, like, I didn't have to go into watching Lego Batman or John Wick 2 and just to enjoy it for what it was.
But what if John Wick was made with a budget like Swamp Man?
Swamp Ape.
Swamp Man.
Swamp Thing.
No, Swamp Man. Well, yeah, but what if, you know...
Well, I mean, it would...
How would that look?
It would not it look would, good at all.
It would be bad.
It would be very bad.
Did you like the,
The Keanu Reeves cameo in Swamp Ape? Yes, I did.
He actually played the Swamp Ape. He was in the costume. You would never... He's uncredited.
Oh,
okay. Swamp Ape. But yeah, how about the CGI, quote-unquote, gun blast in the beginning when they... After the dog got killed... Well, that's a John Wick connection. When they were shooting into the water to kill a swamp ape, the gun flashes were real good.
Yeah, some cool muzzle flashes.
It was real good.
But if you notice, like, a lot, you don't really need those in movies.
Muzzle flashes?
Yeah.
No, all
like,
you do
I just
is...
watched John Wick, and I don't think there was a single muzzle flash in the entire fucking movie. And there's a million gunshots that happened in that movie.
But there was things exploding, right? Like, the bullets hit stuff, right? People. Like, heads and faces.
People and blood splattered, so...
Pop, pop.
That works. Spoilers, in John Wick 2, he shoots guns.
I can't believe we spoiled the plot of John Wick 2.
He shoots guns a lot.
That sucks.
There's a lot. You might not think there'd be much, like, how can they make a John Wick 2? How can they, after
Easy,
the first one...
just kill people.
But it's like, there's actually a really good plot and story that connects to the first one.
Was it as good as the story in Swamp Ape?
Better.
What a bold statement. Mr. Mainstream movie over here.
Mr. Mainstream.
It's Corey's name. Corey, Mr. Mainstream.
Mr. Mainstream. That's what they call me on the streets.
No, they don't welcome you there.
Oh, well, that's fucking rude.
Well, I'm not the one that doesn't welcome you in the streets. This is probably better. You should stay off of them.
It's hard out there for a pimp.
It's hard out there in suburbia if you're a swamp ape.
Well, that's why they're not allowed in suburbia. Duh.
Don't build houses on their marshlands. Swamp Ape ruled, though.
You can't say that about Swamp Apes.
I'm trying to think of any more major plot points to mention.
No, I mean, the movie's only an hour long.
Which
it's
is
short,
great.
It's short
if,
and sweet.
If I have to watch bullshit movies, an hour is the perfect... 58 minutes is the perfect time frame.
That's true.
Because it's not enough time. That extra 20 minutes is what makes you bored. That's what gets you upset.
Sometimes. We've watched plenty of movies that they're absurd the whole
name
way through.
One.
And I gotta look at the fucking list.
Friday
the 13th, Part 6, Jason Lives.
Okay, you named the best fucking one, all right? You named probably the best one.
I'm just saying, we watch plenty of movies on here that are, like, legit.
You named, like, the best one.
A Chairman of the Board.
That's true. Fuck, you're right. I was never bored during that. What?
Oh. Well,
did Carrot Top ever get back to you about Vegeta Mean?
No. Nobody. I tweeted Carrot Top about Vegeta Mean, and he never got back to me, so it's unfortunate.
You have to keep tweeting him until he blocks you.
That won't take long, I'm sure. If I just keep asking him the
Who's
same
Vegeta
question.
Who's Vegeta Mean? What is that?
I'm still baffled. Nobody knows. The internet doesn't know. Isn't
Which
that,
is weird.
Isn't that a thing?
It
like,
was
you
so,
know what I mean? Like,
it's because when it came out, the internet was still in its infancy, and like none of people cared or saw yeah. No, because nobody saw the fucking movie, so nobody knew it was the end of it.
Yeah.
So it's a very... select few people who want to know
until now when people are like revisiting it because it's such an absurd and you know reviled movie, so makes sense. Maybe whenever we make a movie it'll be inspired by Vegeta. I mean,
oh, it's going to be.
I mean, that's my inspiration for everything.
It is now.
Yeah,
no matter what I do in life.
it's all inspired by Vegeta. I mean,
WWBAD, what would Vegeta mean do? Inspire movies and lives.
Well, next week,
live, laugh, Vegeta Mean.
Next week, prepare yourself for an adventure like any other. Are you ready for this adventure?
Does it involve swamp apes?
No,
because I'm just gonna start my own podcast called Nick Talks Swamp Ape.
You're just gonna talk about every fucking episode.
Just like different swamp. It'll just become like a Sasquatch zone. I don't want to do that.
Yeah. You'll just turn one of those crazies.
Yeah, those wackos.
But next week's movie is a magical musical journey into the world of the King of Pop.
This movie's short, right?
The none other than Michael Jackson himself. It's a feature-length extravaganza filled with dazzling special effects from a spectacular live performance to a kaleidoscope and nostalgic retrospective of the first quarter century of Michael Jackson's career to an extraordinary set piece of Smooth Criminal. Michael Jackson Moonwalker is one of the most spectacular and memorable song and dance productions you'll ever see.
Did Michael Jackson battle space apes in this movie?
No, but he does battle Joe Pesci, who's a drug dealer known as Mr. Big. And there may or may not be robots and spaceships in this movie.
Trying to sell me hard in this one.
And claymation bunny rabbits.
How about any reptiles? Any ancient reptiles?
I can't remember. I remember that he does a dance with like a weird elephant bone thing.
That's not the same.
I can't remember everything in this movie, okay? The movie we're talking about is Michael Jackson's Moonwalker. And it's from 1988. It is a... it's a movie, but it's also a collection of, like, music video things. It's something I've wanted to watch for a while on the podcast because, mainly because of the main plot part of the movie is so insane. So it's like, we get to watch like, a good, like, 40 minutes of, like, cool music videos and listen to Michael Jackson songs, which is great.
Sure.
And, like, they're huge, giant budget music videos that have stories in and of themselves.
Correct.
Because it's part of this movie.
Correct.
But the second half of this movie is fucking insane. Like, when you tell people about this movie, most people probably won't believe you if they haven't seen it.
I don't believe you. Because I haven't seen it.
Because it's weird. It's weird as hell. I remember watching this a lot on MTV back in the day.
Is this
I mean, look
those...
at the cover. There's fucking guys with guns. There's Michael Jackson in the Smooth Criminal Outfit. There's
another spaceship. Is this another one of those movies you watched when you were a child that shaped the way you think?
Maybe.
How you exist.
True, it could be.
Mr. Mainstream.
And it also inspired a video game that's pretty infamous now. A lot of, you know, Michael Jackson's Moonwalker, the video game. It was out for Sega Genesis, and it was pretty popular.
I only had Nintendo.
It still is. Well, as in, like, you just had NES, or you had Super Nintendo.
And Super Nintendo, and Nintendo 64.
Okay.
And PlayStation 1, and PlayStation 2, and then that's kind of when I stopped.
God, you just had all the video games.
Yep.
I had a Sega Genesis. I didn't have a Super Nintendo because, like, my cousin had a Super Nintendo, so, like, we would just, like, he'd play Sega at my house and, like, Super Nintendo there.
My good friend had a Sega Genesis. We played it a lot.
Do you play it anymore?
No. I don't play that video game system or that friendship anymore.
Jeez. So you're talking, and this is like, I think this is like 90 minutes. It definitely won't feel like 90 minutes because it's like pretty enjoyable.
It better feel as long as Swamp Ape.
But like, I mainly want to watch it for the half of it with Joe Pesci and the bad guy stuff and how absurd that whole sequence is.
I feel it's a part of American culture that I should witness.
It's true. And then it'll also lead into.
With lots of beer.
It'll also lead into the next episode of the podcast as well, and that's only a 18-minute movie.
Yes.
So that's even shorter because
can I just review 5-minute movies?
There'll be a connection between Moonwalker and that movie, and that movie was the reason it's so short is because it was a ride.
Oh shit.
Not really a ride, but like
I know what that
you
is.
Sit in the theater, watch
I,
it.
I think so, I know what this is, don't I?
Yeah.
Good.
So it'll connect to this. And that'll be a good...
We're just going to space, huh? And
yeah,
and
I mean, this movie kind of does go to space and robots and kind of can...
I feel it's been a little too terrestrial the past few months of the podcast. We got to take it back to space.
The
Jason X was a tease.
And we're taking it to space with Michael Jackson's Moonwalker next week on the podcast for B-Movie Breakdown.
Mr. Mainstream.
Mr. Mainstream. Corey.
And what am I?
And Cyborg Nick.
I'm not going to say it. But that sucks. Now we're just like two like shock jocks. Fuck us,
yep,
man.
Mainstream.
This is garbage. Mr. Mainstream and Cyborg Nick. Tune in this boom.
Tune in next week for Mr. Mainstream and Cyborg coming at you with the ones and the twos.
God damn it. Fuck you, Mancow.
Fuck you. What's Mancow have to do with any of this? What does Mancow have to do with any of this?
I thought of us being his personality and I just got upset.
Oh, I don't want to be Mancow.
You want to be Stern instead?
Well, who doesn't?
Fact.
Like, why would somebody be like, I
had to say him. I would never want to live the life Howard Stern lives.
Yeah, I would never want to be Howard Stern.
That'd be terrible.
Yeah, that sucks. So, yeah, next week, Michael Jackson Moonwalker. Come back next week for more of the best of the worst.
It's the best of the worst.